Welcome back to the Barca Breakdown, guys. We are so excited for the big game coming up on my birthday against Atletico Madrid. My name is Adam. I'm here with my co-host, The Use.
What's up, guys? It's Use. I'm here to tell you, if you're listening on the podcast, go to YouTube. If you're on YouTube, stay there. Smash that subscribe button. Hit like on this video. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Barca Breakdown.
At Barca Breakdown.
Yes, sir.
We're on the quest to 100 subscribers, guys. So we want to get there by the time this La Liga season ends at the latest, right? Mm-hmm. And so let's break it down, Use. Let's get into the game, okay? We're playing against Atletico Madrid, number one in the league, right? We are currently down 2 points. We're tied with Real Madrid for second and third, right? But we lost, of course, the head-to-head to Real Madrid twice. So we're third in the league. And, you know, as they say, all the marbles are here to play for, right? This is the biggest game of the season. Now, you know, we said that before the Clasico. Unfortunately, we lost that one. We're hoping this time we have a little more luck, right? Because if you guys remember back in November when Atletico beat us 1-0, that was the first time, I think, since 2010, Atletico had beaten us in La Liga. So this is a huge game. So just let me know, what are you thinking about kind of the narrative going into the game, and how big of a game is this for us?
This is the biggest game. As you were saying, you know, we've already lost the head-to-head to Real Madrid, which puts us in one of those sticky situations where we have to allow them to decide whether or not they drop points at this point. And we're right behind Atletico Madrid, who have been, you know, playing pretty well, even though they didn't have Suarez for a while. He's coming back for this game. He'll be in it. You know, we didn't play against him in the first game because he was injured. But that's going to give us a chance to see, you know, Koeman was faced with all these problems in the past against Atletico Madrid. That was the game, the first leg, that was the game that put us in 10th place, right? So one, we need redemption to show that we've come back from so far. And two, we need to show that Koeman and the players on the pitch can come out and play these big games and score and win, right? Those are things that we've lost recently.
No, you're totally right. I think the biggest thing here is for Koeman, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, La Liga is to play for. Like we said after we lost against Granada, don't remind me. You know, we don't control our destiny, right? We need Real Madrid to drop points. Thankfully, they're playing against Sevilla the day after the Atletico game on, you know, Atletico Barca's on May 8th, my birthday. Real Madrid, Sevilla's on May 9th. So, you know, they're playing against some good opposition running into the end of the season, which we've been talking about, you know, a lot. And so this is a huge game for us, not only to win the league, but like you said, it's kind of what I think of as Koeman's way to secure his job in some sense. You know, we went through the first 3 months of this year, 2021, without dropping a game, losing a game in La Liga, right? We had gone undefeated longer than any team in Europe's top five leagues, and we had such good energy going. You know, everyone was excited about Araujo, Mingueza, Frenkie de Jong, Pedri, Elish, so many of these young players coming out and looking really good. And then we hit the international break, and then we hit the Clasico, and then we just lost to Granada. And so suddenly what was a narrative building up about how Koeman had done such a good job with the youth and how, you know, he really deserves a second year. And, you know, I was a big proponent of that we need to keep Koeman on. He started to slip a little bit, right? And that whole idea of him coming back, you know, Xavi, is he going to re-sign with the club in Qatar? There's been some rumors that maybe not. And so for Koeman, you know, he has a bad record in big games. Let's, you know, call it for what it is, right? Juventus at home, PSG at home, the Clasico, the Granada game, you know, not a big game in terms of opponent, but a big game in terms of us being able to take number one in La Liga. Yeah. He hasn't performed well. Now, as a counterpoint, right, a lot of people who are saying Koeman, you know, hasn't had good big games, they don't seem to give any credit to the fact that we beat Sevilla in Copa with the comeback and we beat them in La Liga in a week span. They don't pay attention to the Villarreal game or the Real Sociedad game. So, hey, you know, we're a pretty pro-Koeman group here, so we're not going to say he's been awful, but this is clearly a huge game, right? You can't really go 0-4 against Atletico Madrid and Real Madrid in one La Liga season and say you showed up. So this game, I think, as we transition into talking about the first game, this one is for all the marbles, and it's going to really matter for Koeman to cement his legacy in this first season, right? If we win this game and we come second in La Liga, hey, it'll be disappointing, of course, because we had it there to grasp. But with the team that we had, you know, winning La Liga, especially where we were in December, you know, 14 points back of Atletico, it was a big goal and a big dream for us, but we come in second. At least we get ahead of Atletico. That will be really big for Koeman and for the team heading into the offseason and next season, right? Mm-hmm. So why don't you go over kind of the first game on November 21st when we lost 1-0 to Atleti?
Sure. So we played away that game. It unfortunately ended in a 1-0 loss. And, you know, that was a time where we were playing a couple different players. As you mentioned before, we still had Coutinho playing. This was before Piqué got injured, before Sergio Roberto got injured. So getting into the lineup, of course, we have in the back Ter Stegen. And then on our wings, we have Sergi and Alba. Then in the two center backs, Piqué and Lenglet. Then heading to the midfield, we had Frankie de Jong and Pjanic, who we haven't seen recently, but he was there. And then we kind of had this... another line ahead of them, which was Dembele, Messi, Pedri, and then in the front was Griezmann. So that was a weird 4-2-3-1 that we played against him, and that was the time.
And people hated
it. Yeah, it was not good.
I don't know if you guys remember, but that was the original way Koeman had the lineup set, and it really did not work well at all, right? And, you know, that first goal use, oh, man, what a stinker and what a disappointing goal.
My boy, Ter Stegen. I mean, it's not just his fault. I mean, right.
No, you know, the ball was near the Atleti penalty area. Mm-hmm. You know, Griezmann almost stole it, right? Then they cleared it out, and Piqué had a chance to clear it again and, you know, stop any counterattack. He handled it poorly, and then Ter Stegen came way off his line and unfortunately couldn't get it off of Carrasco's feet. And, you know, he slotted it in from, what, 35 yards out. And that was, you know, the 45th plus third minute, right? So that was right before halftime. Sure. And... you know, we had some chances created. Messi was lukewarm in this game. You know, I think one thing to think about when we look at the any game before January of this year is basically, you know, Messi was in pretty bad form for him. You know, like he's been on such a torrid scoring and assisting and just overall play in 2021. But hey, you know, let's be real with each other, right? Like end of 2020 was not Messi's best period, right? So we had Messi looking cold. I feel like Pedri also at the time wasn't ready for some of these bigger games. And, you know, like you said, we didn't yet move to this whole 3-5-2, 3-4-3 lineup. And so, you know, I kind of think of that period of time, the first Atletico game, as not something that's going to give us a lot of learnings for this game. What do you think about that?
I think since so much is different from the first leg that it's really hard to utilize the full 90 minutes from them or from our previous play to really bolster what we're going to be doing against them on Saturday. I think, though, you can also look at previous stats, which I was doing, and it seems like the biggest thing that we need to do here is make sure that we don't make simple mistakes, right? I think in a previous game against them where we drew them 2-2, we gave them two penalties. That was
like January 2020.
Yeah,
right?
That's ridiculous, right? You can't be, especially against one of the biggest teams in La Liga, you can't be making those mistakes. You can't have Ter Stegen come off the line like that and just totally botch it and lose 3 points just because. I mean, again, it's not just his fault, but that was pretty bad, you know.
100%. And I think, you know, it goes both ways, right? Sure. Because in one sense, Barca aren't the same team. Neither are Atleti, right? I mean, it's been so... talked about how the Atleti team has really fallen. At one point they were on pace for 100 points. Now they're not going to get close to that, right? And so, you know, even though the Barca team is, you know, in our opinion, a lot better than we were back then, the Atleti team is probably performing worse, right? I mean, you know, they just came off their most recent game, actually two of their last five games, right? Oblak has saved late penalties to prevent a loss or to secure a draw, you know, and or a win, actually. And so, you know, this Atleti team is really struggling. And like always, you know, Oblak is really the guy who is the hardest person for us to get around.
Of course.
I'm hoping you. I really don't want to see an 88th minute penalty for us, because if Messi steps up to take it, you know, I'm going to feel really nervous. Right? We saw Talk FCB. It was all over Twitter and YouTube. There was some drama involving his comments on Messi's penalty. Messi took a bad penalty, right? Penalties are not Lionel Messi's strength, even though he's actually been doing, I think, pretty well this season so far. So I'm, you know, and Oblak is so tall. He's so quick to react. You know, sometimes he gets off that line a little bit early and they don't call it. I'm just hoping that, you know, we can just put the game and finish our chances. That was the big thing that we've been seeing 100%. The last, you know, 2 mm-hmm. to 4 weeks is that we have this whole period in the first 45 minutes where we're attacking, where we're creating chances and no one's putting it away. And so, you know, as we look into the kind of the big stories of this game, it falls under two categories. One is Luis Suarez coming back to the Camp mm-hmm. Nou. He missed the game in Madrid, right, in November. So this will be his first time playing against Barca since he left. And then, you know, speaking of the goal scoring, we need Griezmann to come in and put away
some chances. He has to score right? against his former team, man. He has to do it.
He has to. Yeah. And I think he will, man. I think it's been foretold in the stars. Right? I think Griezmann's going to really show up here. Mm-hmm. Now, something we talked a little bit about last YouTube/podcast. Will we see Dembele use?
I'm going to stick by what I said on the last video. If you didn't hear what I said, go back and watch that video. But I don't think that I think we have to play him. We have to. I just don't see why. I mean, I was reading some reports that the reason he hasn't been played so much was because of the pubalgia or the pubis issues that he was having, which leads me to believe, like, sure. Are those things going to be holding him back from something like this? I don't think it would be the smartest decision to have him subbed on later, because I feel like that is...
No, we just don't give him enough time.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I feel like I don't...
It's not a good idea.
Someone's going to... After I say this, someone's going to post a stat or a game that I'm forgetting about where, you know, Dembele really came on as a sub and did well. I actually think of one where he did the visor celebration. He might have been a sub in that game. Anyways, I just feel like anytime this season, at least, when Dembele has been, you know, creating some opportunities throughout the games he started, whenever we put him in as a sub, Koeman tends to have a late trigger in making subs. And then, you know, you put on Dembele in the 75th minute. I just don't feel like he has a good... chance to really make his mark on the game. And so I'm really hoping to see Dembele start, you know, like we
talked about. I think he has a problem with subbing Dembele on in games where the second half of the game isn't so much open. Like, you kind of can tell when players are tired and the game's a little bit more open. You don't see Dembele come out in a sub during those kinds of times. It's usually when they have like a back line set up, five guys in the box, and we can't penetrate at all. And then I'm thinking, well, that's not the best time for Dembele to play, right? I mean, unless
sure.
Yeah, because
at the end of the game, like you're saying, at the end of the game, teams are usually trying to turtle, right? And like they're trying to, you know, put five in the back line and then, you know, four in the midfield or something to really keep us out of goal. And so that's just not when Dembele is going to be doing the best. I think, you know, at the beginning of the game when Atleti are out there, Joao Felix, Suarez, you know, Trippier, they're going to be out there trying to attack, trying to score goals. That's when we get things open. That's when we can get Messi, Dembele, Griezmann running at the defense. And, you know, causing some havoc, right? And so I think the final thing we should talk about here, Yus, what is our predicted lineup? Who goes first, me or you?
Take it away. I always feel like you ask me, right. So you go first.
I do ask a lot of questions here, Yus. We got Stegen in the back, right? Then we're going to have Alba. We're going to have Pique, Lenglet, and Sergiño Dest. Then we're going to have De Jong, Busquets, Pedri. And then I think we're going to have Messi, Dembele up front. I kind of feel like Griezmann might be a sub in this game. I think he, you know, Koeman had played that lineup against Sevilla and it worked out well. And so I think that's what he's going to go for. What do you think?
I can't say that I don't think Antoine Griezmann will start against his former team. I feel like as Koeman, you have to be like, look, Antoine, I know you're on Barcelona and I know you played for Atleti for most of your career or a large chunk of your career. Get out there and go prove to me that, you know, he's not saying this, obviously. Go prove to me that you can really come out in these big games, especially this is like his moment to shine. This is his trial by fire, essentially. We are in the dire midst of possibly not winning this La Liga trophy. Atletico is the top team. Griezmann has to show that he is worth the money that he's on this team. He was worth transferring from Atletico Madrid and coming to Barcelona, the team that's been dominating La Liga for the most part. He has to start. That's my opinion. Aside from that, though,
real quick, I actually realized I missed someone who I needed because that was only 9 players. I think in the back we'll also see Mingueza.
Okay, sure. I was actually going to mention that I would think we're going to see Mingueza. Other than that, he's not going to have a front three. If he's going to start Griezmann, he's not going to start Dembele. So, but I do want to see Dembele. I just don't know if that's going to be really the case. But pretty much same with you.
There we have it, guys. Let us know in the comments what you think the lineup's going to be. Let us know how stoked you are, and let us know what you think the score is going to be, because I am personally predicting a 3-1 victory for Barca.
Wow, that's it. That, you're against the stats there. I'm going 1-0.
Oh, my God. Wet blanket news. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. As we're talking about, mm-hmm. we're trying to get 200 subscribers. Please send it to your friends. Send it to anyone you know who might be interested in hearing some more Barcelona content.
Yes.
We thank you guys so much and have a nice
May
day.
May the 4th be with you.